Blog Talk Radio.
For Biscuit and Tea Mystic. Wanted to let you know in the 1900s, Halloween started, and they didn't start costumes till the 1930s. And I have a special guest and a fun guest, and we've had him on before. Jason Zook is with me tonight. I'm going to bring him on, and I'm going to say hi. Hi, Jason. How are you?
Hi, Kelly Jo. How are you doing today?
I am good. So we're gonna have
Great.
We're gonna be busy tonight, I think, and it's Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, exactly. October is always a great month.
Totally.
For sure.
So I Great. Guess we probably ought to start because we got a lot of people. 772. We'll start this one. Hello. What's your name
Hello.
And where are you from?
Hello, Melissa, and I'm from Vero Beach.
Okay, what's your question, Melissa?
I want to know if I am guiding my daughter in the right direction with school.
Yes, but she
yes.
also, yes, she's in special school, correct?
No, she's about to graduate high school.
Well, she's gonna go to college. I see that.
Okay.
You need to turn down your thing in the back. It's echoing.
Is that better?
It's still echoing.
Is that better?
Yes. There we go. Yes, you're on the right track, and she's on the right track. And then when she gets older, she's going to end up going to Europe.
Okay.
Do you have something to add, Jason?
I was going to say what you're concerned about in terms of leading her in the right direction. I feel like she's going to really do really well going forward. And that anything you feel like you may have sacrificed or anything you've been going through, you're concerned about, everything works out. There's only a couple of small wrinkles or small little things that happen. That's nothing, just obstacles overcome with the process this year. But I feel like overall she's going to be guided in the right – you're guiding her in the right direction for sure.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. We're going to do 954. Let's see. Hello, 954.
Hello.
Yes. What's your name? What's your question?
Hi, Sharon in Florida. Sharon in Florida.
What's your question?
I was just wondering, are we doing the right thing with my son over the death of his father?
I didn't hear that too well. I don't know if
I
you heard that.
I didn't either.
Well, can you repeat your question, please?
Are we leading my grandson in the right direction who's dealing with the death of his father, my son? He's having a tough time, and I'm just wondering if we're doing the right with.
Well, you guys all have to move forward now, you know, and find other things to do. So take the focus off, you know, the death and start living again. You guys are all not living.
What do you suggest?
Well, do, you know, start, you know, getting involved in things and do hobbies and, you know, get out and about in life, because it's like everything shrouded in all this, you know, the death. Focus on the happy.
There's a strange question. I don't know if you know this, but a friend of mine told me today she had seen a very large black figure in her house with wings. Asked me what it was. Any idea what that
means? You want me to?
Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, I want to answer your first question first, and I'll get to your second one. The first question that you had about leading your grandson in the right direction following his father's death, I feel like you're absolutely making some decisions right now that are going to help him in the long run, and that you just need to give him some space for himself as well. And if there's something you could do with counseling, I think you're already considering that. But there's things about keeping the memory of his father alive, and I feel like you'll be able to do that going into the future. And I feel like he would want you to do that. And I don't know if he was stubborn or if he's saying someone else is stubborn, but I feel very strongly he's trying to say that whatever stubbornness might exist previously in the relationship dynamic, he's on the other side. He's grateful for you stepping up and taking care of his son.
Oh, there was a lot of stubbornness on his side. Not that I'm not, but more on his.
I think he's showing me that he was the stubborn one, and he wants you to know he's grateful you stepped up and helped him. And even though he's stubborn and he's had these, you know, when he was alive, he was very difficult towards you, or there were difficulties in the relationship, he's super grateful that you're taking care of his son and that you're treating him like his own. And it's almost filling a void for you caring for his son, because you know you lost him and he's your son. It's a very big thing for him, and he knows that you're doing this and he appreciates it.
That's interesting.
And you think about him every morning, he's saying. Go ahead.
And encouragement goes a long way for the son.
All I think something else about flowers. I don't know if he's bringing up flowers for commemorating like Mother's Day or birth or something about flowers. Is something that you were thinking about or he's thinking about flowers. So I don't know what that means. It might be some indirect reference to something, but he's trying to bring that up to you as well.
Flowers. Okay, we do try to keep flowers in a memory vase for him, but I just bought a flower plant too. So
that might be what he's seeing. He's probably, a lot of times they'll pop in and they'll see you doing stuff and they want to let you know they're with you and they see you and they observe you. They're like their reality show for them on the other side.
I'm sure I'm a reality show for them.
You watch quite quite a bit. But he wants you to know that. And then this black winged finger, this black winged figure you were talking about, I feel like spirits can coalesce, but I don't invest into the dark spirit forces of all that. I don't focus on that when I read for people. I always try to bring in love, light, you know, clear things we can understand. I don't get a lot about this dark figure thing. I don't know if Kelly Jo picks up anything, but for me,
I don't get that it was bad. She just was seeing it. She just wasn't seeing it in entirety, and it was an angelic figure.
Okay, because I told her that, too. I thought that, and then I thought something else. But it was right after Mother's Day, and her mother
and
had passed away.
And it's nothing bad. It's nothing evil
That's
or bad.
She said nothing's happened, and I said I didn't. I was hoping it wasn't anything like that. Nothing's happened, so it's not bad.
No.
Okay.
Well, thank you,
you,
Sharon. You have a good night.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Okay. So what's happening with you, Jason? What you up to?
For me, I'm just I've had a very, very, very good day today. Some good stuff going on my day job, and I'm very happy about that. And it's starting to set stuff up going forward with everything else. And it's such an honor to be on your show today, as always, and so much fun to be able to do this.
And thank you. It's fun. Well, I guess we'll
Absolutely.
Take another caller.
Thank you.
602. Hello, 602.
Hello.
You got a question for Jason?
How about there with my sinuses? I hate to keep bringing up my sinuses in my head because, well, I am a head case. But is what they're trying to do now with the nose drops, will that help my head drain my upper sinuses, or am I, like I think, looking toward another surgery?
Well, I'm seeing a surgery. I don't know what you get, Jason.
As you were describing your condition, the first word that popped in my head was surgery, the correct issue, and I feel like you're going to have that done sometime early part of next year or towards the end of this year, depending on whatever your scheduling is. But I do see it being a positive for you, and it'll help you rid some of your, your inconvenience. There's a lot with this that inconveniences you.
Yes.
I had surgery last year, and it corrected one of my medical health issues, and then my quality of life is that much better now, and I feel like you'll be that much closer to a better quality of life yourself.
Well, I'm trying other things besides not just my head but others. But, yeah, if there's a surgery, it has to get done this year so my insurance will pay it off and I won't have to pay it.
Okay.
I can't afford
I can
bill,
see that for
a bill,
sure.
A bill, so... Yeah, that's my only thing. Other than that, everything else is going great.
Perfect.
Okay.
And I think Kelly on the show is a great thing.
Thank you.
I do. I enjoy it.
Thank you. Definitely.
Okay. I goofed up. We got operator error, so I totally messed up where I am. 414. I don't know if we did this one or not. 414. Hello.
Hi.
Did we do you already, or did I?
No.
You're welcome. What's your question?
My question is, I just started my new position as Assistant Director of Housing and Homeless Services. The question, though, is anything the spirit want to tell me, or you feel that I need to do or focus on to become the best Assistant Director I could be?
Well, you have to listen to the people when they come to you. And you're good with people. You're a good manager, but make sure you listen.
Mm-hmm.
No, if you do that, you're going to go far.
Okay.
Jason, do you have anything to...
Yeah. As you asked that question, the word I got was study up, and I don't mean that negatively. I feel like you're going to be studying up a lot, but you're going to do really, really well with this. And this is something that you... don't need to be concerned or worried about. For some reason, I see you excelling in the position, but you want to study up. You want to learn to roll. You're gonna be so enthusiastic. A lot of times when we're passionate about things, we just get really enthusiastic and it doesn't feel like work. I feel like that's going to be something you're going to be able to do at this position. Even though you're going to be putting a lot of hours into it and being very busy with it, it's something you really have aspired to or something that you're really excited about. So I don't see it being a negative at all. I really am excited for you. I think it'll be a really good opportunity.
And it's also a step up again. So you'll step higher than what you are.
It leaves other things. It does.
So you got this in the bag.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. 3. Oh, I can't read it. 303. It's spinning. Hello. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Allison. I'm in Arizona.
What's your question, Allison?
I'm looking to make a relocation probably next year. I can stay in my current state if I want, or I have two other candidate states in mind. I don't want to say what they are. I'm just going to think of them by numerical. But, you know, number one and number two, based on geography.
Well, I think
you're
going to go to number one. And it'll be a really good move for you.
Hey, Jason?
One of the things I'll ask you is this. I'll just say, I see you having a climate change. I don't know if that means one or two of your choices, but I do see you happy with the change. And I don't see you staying in state. So I don't know for example, if you went from, if I used to live in New Jersey and I moved to Florida and it was a lot hotter and a different climate type thing,
I
could see you having something like that where you'll make a choice to move to a different climate. And at first you might be a little worried about it, but in the long run it does pan out positive for you and you'll acclimate really well to it.
Yeah, I've lived in many different kinds of climates and I've definitely narrowed down the ones I've lived in all parts of the country, abroad. So I've really gone the range. You know, I've never lived in Alaska or someplace like that, extreme. But I've lived in many, many kinds of climates, so I'm pretty.
But you're
going to
have more of a
four
seasons type thing, or some type of a more temperate climate. That's what I see you enjoying, and actually not. You'll be wearing a windbreaker, and I feel like you'll go hiking. I don't know if you're hiking or walking around outside a lot. I just think you're going to be happy. So with the move.
And I see snow. It snows wherever she goes, too.
Yeah.
That's funny because I'm looking actually and I've lived in snow country. That is off the list. I'm not looking at any place that has snow because I'm not going to be shoveling snow at this time of my life or again. So that one is completely not. I mean, I'm avoiding all snow country. So, sorry. It's got to be dry. It's got to be.
Well, then you're going to visit there, whatever. I see you walking
in snow. But no snow. And the number, Jason, how about you, number one or number two? What one jumps out at you for this thing?
If number one's a more temperate climate or climatic changes, I hate to say one or two because I just get the climate change. That's the big thing. And that's going to be one of your choices and options. And I see it being very positive, favorable for you. So my answer there, rather than guessing one or two and – yeah, rather than guessing one or two and being like, I think it's one and it's two, it's going to be the one that's the temperate climate and you're happy with it, and overall you're going to be satisfied with the move when you make it. And I
really
see 2020 over there.
You see what?
I see you getting over there next year sometime, towards the end of this year or early next year. Or
20. Yeah,
2020 for sure.
It's not going to be tomorrow, that's for sure. Or next year.
No, but
the end of this year anyhow.
It looks like you'll move in like August of 2020.
It'll be November. It could be as early as October. It'll be somewhere in the October, November, December time frame, probably before.
But there's either you find it in August or something about August.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Good luck.
Okay. You can get a hold of Jason. What's your number?
The social psychic number you're talking about? Sure.
Yeah.
It's 813-586-3933.
And then you can get a hold of me, 561-333-5367. Okay. 5618. I'll have to do the prefix because there's more than one 561. 855.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
What's your name? What's your question?
My name is Stacy. Sorry. Oh, my voice went just that fast. I was just calling to see, when do you see me gaining employment, please?
If you don't get anything, it feels like the end of this month.
Hmm.
Do you work with a temp company?
Excuse me?
Are you with a temp company?
No.
You need to get on with a temp company.
Go
ahead.
Whenever you go, Kelly, I'll jump. I was going to say a couple things. One, as you asked that question, first thing I got was that you're stretching your resources, stretching your money, hoping you make it through. You are. You're not falling flat on your face. You're not going to go defunct. I know it's like when you struggle, because I've had those experiences in my life. We all do usually. The other thing I'm going to say is that your income's increasing with the new position that you get. I feel like you have a good shot of getting something towards November. If you don't and there's a delay, don't panic about it. It's just a slight delay with between an interview and getting hired. There's something with a budget that they're delaying, but they're figuring out. But I also want to tell you, though, if you haven't been actively in pursuing your options, you need to look at your strategies and pursue them to the utmost, because right now you need to hit the pavement even more so than before. But in the long run, it's going to benefit you, because you're going to have a position within, I would think, the next month or so.
That's what it feels like. You're going to be all right, hon. You always have something happen 13th hour.
I'll give you this. You know, my mom had this thing that this too shall pass, and there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not a train, and you're going to actually be okay. And I can tell you that confidently. I know you're going to get through this. I know you're going to be okay, and you're not getting hit by any oncoming train as the future brings to you. So you do have another job coming your way, and you're going to be satisfied with it. So that, you know, a lot of times we have those panic moments where we're looking at ourselves in the mirror going, why isn't this working out the way we want it to? What do we need to do to change this? And that's what I see you changing. You're changing up all that. It's gonna work out for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Right.
Okay. I don't know if we did 203. Hello, 203.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Michelle. Yeah, hi.
Where are you from?
From California.
And what's your question?
My question is that I would like to change jobs, and but I'm very, 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 very tired for the past month. So I'm wondering what I should do about that.
You need to go get a checkup.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did, but they didn't find anything.
What is your – one of the things I'm picking up, and this is, what's your sleeping habits like, or what is your – I see something about sleep being disrupted, or something about you in your sleep being disrupted, and you're not actively sleeping the way you need to, and that's contributing to your exhaustion, and you have a lot on your mind. And you're going through a lot of transition. And all I'm going to say is break it down. Don't stress. Figure out if you need to get some type of sleep study done, or if you need to have something done with your breathing when you're asleep. I feel like there could be some issues with that, like not an apnea type thing, but I don't know. I'm not a specialist, you know. So from my vantage point, I do see, like Kelly Joe said, getting tests done and being completely forthcoming and honest with any doctor you go to for consultation. It's going to help you.
Okay. Yeah, my sleep is... I'm working on it, trying to deal with it.
Well, you need a new bed too, hon. Your bed is all lumpy, bumpy, and gross.
No, I just bought a new bed. The bed's like 2 months old.
Okay.
I know, but it's not working for you.
Well, I'm not going to get a new bed.
Then get a coverlet for it, because there's something about your mattress not supporting you proper and you're not sleeping good on it. It's either too hard or too soft. Because they're showing me Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Hmm. Okay. So I guess so you're saying that it's probably not anything beyond sleeping then?
I don't get it.
Well, hon, we are doctors.
Good. Yeah, exactly. You got to get it tested, though. And I think once you get your test done, you'll be fine. I think it's more along the lines of making sure you figure out what it's not as compared to what it is, rolling out anything serious.
Yeah.
I see you maintaining it. I see you maintaining yourself, so.
Okay.
Thank
you. Do
you
see this job change coming?
Not at the moment. There's like a delay around it.
Oh. Okay, are we talking about a month?
It looks like
I get next spring.
There's like a five around it.
Wow. Yeah. I get like March for some reason.
Yep.
You asked that question.
Wow.
I got job change in March.
Interesting. Okay.
We have a lot going on before that, so that's why.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see. We got a 619. Hello? Whoops, did that. Hello?
Hello?
What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Rita, and I'm from Florida.
Okay, what's your question?
My question is, I'm dealing with my dad's estate for 6 years. The court system, they're all whatever together. The other attorney has three contempts, and the court's never done anything about it. And I get paralyzed. Right now it's like 6 years, and it's got to get over with. I want it done with. But we already went to mediation. I wrote a lovely letter to the judge, and she is sending me to mediation again. This attorney stole the house from my dad. It's a fraudulent deed, and the court system will not look at it for 6 years. What's the change? How do I go forward? What's my next move? Another letter to the judge? I have no idea. I know I want it done and over with, but it's fighting the court system.
Well, you want me to take this first, Kelly Jo?
Yeah.
Okay. Just so you know, I'm an attorney and I'm also a psychic, so I'm not going to give you legal advice with any of this, but the only thing I'll say is, are you currently represented by counsel for yourself in your interests?
No. I've had eight lawyers on this. And not one of them looked into the investigating the deed.
Okay.
And the last attorney just prolonged it, and I realized played in that other attorney's lap again.
Well, I was going to say to you, one of the things I would tell you is to definitely see if you could find a new counsel to help you, because in terms of any legal proceeding, attorneys are the most important aspect. You got to find a good lawyer that will represent your interests and help and advocate for you. That's what's going to help your situation above you just where you're at right now, and that would be the most important thing I would tell you from any question you have about your situation, is that you need to have another competent counsel work with you, because that's where you're going to have it brought to a swifter conclusion than having it just languish out there.
Yeah.
And they're saying
I don't even trust lawyers.
I know, but you need an estate lawyer to represent you, honey.
I know. I went to put myself last time, and she listened to everything the other attorney said, which I got home and said. But anyway.
But you do need extra help with this.
I know.
That's what I see more importantly than anything else. Not to do it by yourself.
Yeah, okay. I'll dig again and see what I can come up with on that situation. Yeah, I don't want to go to mediation again. We already went. Work out. He was contempt.
What I'll say about mediation, they always do somehow serve a purpose to let you know where you stand against the other side, and helps on occasion it could help the parties. There's been multiple cases I had where there's multiple mediations you attend. and eventually the case gets resolved. It bridges the gap in the future on some level. So that's something to keep in mind as well. Rather than looking at the frustration and what you've been through for the last 6.5 years, you got to just think in your mind of this thing coming to a conclusion and taking practical steps to find replacement counsel, work with someone who's enthusiastic and passionate for you and wants to really advocate for you, communicates effectively for you, all those things. And I feel like you will have that if you really search aggressively enough. And if you can't find your own counsel, call the local bar association for the county where you live, and they could help find a competent, qualified counselor for you, attorney.
And it looks like if you do all these things, resolution probably by 2021.
Oh, God. Okay. I appreciate you guys giving me this information.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Eight attorneys, and not one of them did good.
Well, but
okay.
You're going to find one that'll be able to help you.
It's just a matter of investigating the deed. That's all they have to do. There's depositions out there. It's crazy. Okay.
Well,
it's been a lot.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm trying
Thank
to
you.
Do it with love and forgiveness and the whole bit, and it's handing it over and. It's a hard one. Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate
Thank you.
Hi, Kelly.
Thank you.
Hello, guy.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye, Neil.
You're going to be okay, boo-boo.
Bye, babe.
All right. 772. I think we did this one.
Okay.
It could be operator error. Hello, 772. Did we do you already?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Sorry, operator error. Okay, let's see. I think we did 631. Let's try 347. Hello, 347. Did we do you already? Hello?
Hello?
Did we do you already?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
What's your name and what's your question?
Oh, hi. My name's Tanika, and I have a question about work.
Turn your thing down because you're echoing all over the place. We can't even hear you.
Sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question about work and love. I wanted to know, I had a video interview today. And I wanted to know if you saw me getting this job, if I should take it, if it's offered to me. And I also wanted to know what you took up on love and relationship between someone named Frank and I. We seem to be headed to better days lately, so I'm just hopeful.
But you asked about Frank before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things have changed.
He's not that into you. You got to move on, kid. Go ahead.
I just think sometimes there's self-doubt that happens, and I feel like you've been plagued by that a little bit where you doubt some things, and I feel like going forward you can change a lot of the things in your life if you could take some of that energy and focus on positive things for yourself moving forward, and you'll see some big differences coming up, especially in November, because Mercury goes into retrograde, and that's a time to clean out old things from the past, even relationships with people or whatever it is. And I think you have a chance of really making some progress on that coming up.
Yes. Because Saturn will make you learn it. Gosh darn it. So, did that help you, Tamika? She's not there anymore. Okay.
Okay.
That's okay. Okay, 610. All right. Hi, 610. What's your name? What's your question? Hello? I guess they aren't going to answer. Never mind. Okay. We got another 1111111111. Let me see if that'll come up. Hello. What's your name? What's your number? All right, you guys got to pay attention out there. We're calling you out here, and nobody's answering. Okay, 303.
No, we already talked.
Okay. All right, we already did 954, 602, 813. Okay, we got 561 again.
Hi, dear.
Hello, how are you?
Hi. How are you? I'm good.
Turn down your thing, you're echoing.
I don't have anything on.
Okay, I don't know why it's doing that. You got a question for Jason?
Yes, I was wondering about if he thinks I'm going to be moving by the end of the year, and if I am, how that's going to work for me, if he sees anything.
First thing I'm getting, and this is what I get the word that I got earlier, but it's coming up again for some reason when you ask that question. I feel like you may have a couple week delay. Don't let it discourage you. You are moving. It does work out. Things do work out there. It's just a little delay. And I don't know what that entails, if it's something with financial or something with the new accommodations or something with the old place, but something's delayed that's going to be a couple weeks, like 3 weeks from what you were envisioning yourself.
Okay. Do you think it'll be smooth, though, once I get moved?
That?
I mean, no. Do you think it'll be a smooth move after the delay?
I think what happens is, I think you want to get all your ducks in a row. You want to plan it out. I know when you move, it's one of the life stressors of, you know, one of the most greatest stressors of life. But I think it's going to be a very positive move for you going forward. So don't look at it as such a horrible thing that you have to go through. It's stressful. Look at it as a transition.
Uh-huh.
When you get to the other side and you accomplish the move, you're going to be much happier.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank
you're welcome. All right. And 386. Let me see. Hello, 386.
Hello.
What's your question? Where are you from?
My name is April, and I'm from Florida.
And what's your question?
My question is, I'm looking to see how much longer am I having to deal with a trauma that has recently happened in my family. Seems like it just seems to be just taking a long time, but I don't think it has been a long time. And it's more towards my kids than me.
Well, I would recommend counseling for everybody. Because everybody has, like, post-traumatic stress syndrome with it.
Okay.
And give yourself permission to go forward and move along.
Okay.
You know, because everything was cut.
I'm sorry?
Everything was cut very short, and it was... I keep hearing you didn't get to say goodbye, so.
My kids are the one that's actually going through trauma, and it was in regards to, like, a traumatic moment where we had to go to the hospital. Everybody came out fine, but now is terrified of going in rooms or going to the bathroom by themselves, or, you know, it's just, it seems to be a lot in the house. Although the incident didn't happen in the house, it just seems to be that they're just terrified everywhere they go in the house, and I'm wondering how, sounds silly, but how long, or what can I do maybe to help with these kids and
I got
let them know that they are safe, and like I say, they do need counseling.
Okay.
What was it, a break-in or violence? I hear violence.
Yes, it was a violent situation, and it was a dog bite.
Do you want me to add in a little bit, Kelly Jo?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. The one thing I'd say, is there a way you could change the location where you guys live? Is there anything about that location that you can change up?
We just rearranged their room, and that's pretty much as far as we can go as far as moving.
Okay.
We just bought our forever home, so it's like kind of a new
something about changing up the environment for them and helping them be reintroduced to know that they're safe is going to be something important that helps them. So you want to look into what you can do. What steps can you take to make them feel comfortable and that this won't happen again? Because one of the things with this traumatic experience is that they're terrified it could happen again, and their sense of safety was sacrificed or, you know, impaired.
Yep.
And you want to get that back into them and let them know they're going to be safe. This isn't going to happen again. This is something you'll be able to work through. Once you figure out and get to that point, I know you're planning on doing counseling with them at some point. If not already, you're doing that. And I feel like that's going to be helpful and receptive. Sometime in next year, around February or March, I feel like they're going to have more progress than where they've been. As one of them, what's their ages?
Oh, young, 6 and 8.
Okay. So the one that's in school, that's the older one, has he been – is it he?
Yes, both of them are boys.
Okay, I got he. Has he been having issues in school as well or something with the teachers worried about him?
He, in the past, with his behavior, staying on task
and
focused.
There's something that – okay, well, that changes too for him as well in the future. He's going to have somebody who works with him, like a teacher or someone that has a very special interest in him that's going to mentor him, help him, and get him the help he needs so he doesn't have any disruptiveness or doesn't have – issues with it, keeping his attention or focus in class. I see that improving for him. So probably within the next year or so, you'll see that improvement. So don't worry too much about that.
I'm kind of feeling like there's negativity, like negative spirits or something. Like, you know, I don't know if it's true or not, but that's how I feel because of their fear. Or maybe it's just them trying to work through it.
Them,
I don't know.
Them getting through it. And they antagonize the dog, too.
Right.
It was a team effort.
Yeah.
So, and then the dog retaliated, you know, so they were being mean to the dog. They both were.
Okay.
So they do need to have counseling and have help.
Okay.
And they need to learn better and better coping skills because they're the one that got the worst bit is totally having, you know, post-traumatic stress.
Yep. Yep. Can I ask if a name like brings out anything for you guys? I want to mention a name, Laura.
Mm-hmm.
That has been brought to my attention a lot today, and then this phone call was something that was suggested that I do today out of nowhere, out of the blue. So I feel like there's something going on with the name Laura and this phone call. But I wanted to get my
question
out of the way. I'm sorry?
Is Laura passed on?
Yes, ma'am.
I get the word forgiveness around her. Yeah.
You know, she's helping.
Oh, okay. That's good.
She's been helping.
And there's something about someone's act of forgiveness around her that she's bringing up as well. I'm not sure what that's intended to mean, but that's something else that she's bringing up, I feel like, as well. That there's something about acts of forgiveness associated with her memory, or she's basically saying that whoever can forgive and move on, it's going to be much better for everyone all involved.
Okay.
I don't know if that means there are people arguing in the family or friends or so. There's something that she's saying that there needs to be forgiveness expressed and things need to be coming together, and that'll help a lot.
Okay.
And there'll be more unity within family.
Okay. Okay.
That's what I hear. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You.
Okay, we got one more, and then we can talk. Let's see, 954. Man, it's spinning. Hello, 954. Hello. I guess they're gone too. Okay, now we can just talk. It's like they want to be on, but then it's like, what happened? There's the 111 again. Let me see if I can try that one more time.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, 11111.
Hi.
What's your question?
I love you.
Where are you from?
Hi. It's Arizona.
All right.
Love Arizona.
We didn't talk. Another Arizona, right?
Yes, USA. No, we have not talked before. No, ma'am.
Okay. What's your question?
Thank you very much, sir. My question is, so Mel Fran, No friend, starting with the letter R. Do you see us back in the future communicating? Because we have some personal talk about and some business to talk about, but I just want to see if you see us at any time.
Well, it looks like springtime, the culmination of business aspects coming up. That's what I'm seeing. What about you, Jay?
I feel like there's going to be a breakthrough coming up as well. After, like, middle November, something comes up as a breakthrough for you guys that's going to be positive. Is it as simple as one of you just trying to break the ice and move forward?
I've tried, but he is being a bully.
Okay.
So I'm not going to argue. I'm going to shut off till he comes down, because I tell him that's not right. And
he's very reactive and gets angry easily. You said, right? Or I'm picking that up. He gets angry easily.
Yes.
He's reactive. Yes. And so what
very
you need
much
to do
so,
is you
like
need to you're doing the right approach of staying out of that. I think there's something that changes his perspective between now and then, though. But there's something comes up in the next month or two that makes him more not as angry, not as reactive. Something comes up beneficial for him that changes everything for him. His perspective's going to change. His outlook's going to change.
That's concerning me?
That's concerning him. That doesn't impact you. If something else happens in his life that makes him happier about something, I don't know, some positive luck thing comes up for him. He's not going to be as sultry, or I'm trying to use the right word. I just get sultry. Yeah,
surly.
I feel like surly. Thank you. Surly. Correct.
Surly?
My mom used to call that, my brother that as a little kid, surly, surly disposition type thing. So, yeah, there's going to be something coming up positively where he's not going to be that way in the future, and you guys will be able to get along better and bury it and put this behind you.
Thank you. You're very good. I hope to talk again, and thank you for taking my call.
Okay,
you're welcome.
You.
Have a good evening.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
I think we did 520. I think I got everybody. I'm going to ask them anyway.
Okay.
Hello, 520. Did
Hello.
We do you already?
No. In fact, I hung up and called back because somehow I got lost in the shuffle, I guess.
Okay. What's your question?
How is October for me, please? October, November, stable,
income-wise. Oh, it's going to be peaceful and fun, and you're going to have an old girlfriend come and visit you.
Oh,
you've known her about 25
you're making
years ago.
So happy. You're making me so happy. Oh, really?
And I see you having pumpkin or squash soup.
Oh, my heavens. You know, I have a 4-year-old grandson, and he visits me for 2 weeks at a time. Then I have to do a 5.5-hour drive and take him back to his mother, and it's not a stable home. And he's very intuitive, and I don't squash it, but I don't, you know, browbeat him about it or anything. Last night he said he heard a voice.
Yeah, that was his
guide. Do you see him? Okay, well, how do I talk to him about it? I don't want to blow it out of the water for him, but his dad, who's in heaven, had trouble hearing voices, and I took him to a doctor earlier on when he was 7, and he grew up self-medicating, and I just I want to handle this appropriately and healthily for my grandson. He's only 4.
Well, tell him it's his guide, his guardian angel, and everybody has one.
Okay. I talked to him about God.
I think there's something about his intuition that's going to be a gift for him, and it needs to be kind of sometimes there's a fine line between, you know, mental health, people having mental health concerns, and actually someone having the ability to be intuitive. And I do feel he has some type of intuitive abilities, which you already identified. I don't see it being such a it was your son that passed, you said?
Yes.
Did he have mental health issues as well, you said? And you said he dealt with depression?
Well, it stemmed from that because nobody
okay.
in the professional trades knew how to
take care of it.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like he's trying to tell me he dealt with something like was cyclical depression, and he was frustrated with his life and things that happened.
He was what?
And
I'm sorry.
That he was frustrated.
He was what?
He had depression. He had depression that
yeah.
cycled, and that he was frustrated
yeah.
with certain things in his life that prevented him from thinking clearly
yeah.
at times. And your
yeah.
his son's not going to be the same way. I know that's a worry you might
no.
have if there's a similarity,
yeah.
but it's not going to be that way at all. And I also think
yeah.
there's going to be something coming up very positive with your grandson that works
yeah.
to help him acclimate really well to things.
And he's also
good.
A physical medium.
Yeah, he's very I worry about the home life he comes from, so I try to offer him the most peaceful home life I can possibly offer him.
Mm-hmm.
A physical medium is what? When they physically see things?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he feels stuff. He's ultra sensitive and everything.
Oh, God, he is.
And
he's very sensitive.
It doesn't need to be like the movie We See Dead People. It doesn't
right.
need to be that scary, too, by the
right.
way. One of the things I try to do with my – I know, Kelly Joe, you probably like this, too. At least for me, I try to normalize the whole psychic mediumship stuff and make it sound like, look, it's nothing – like, I don't hear voices. I mean, I shouldn't say it like that. I pick up stuff, but it's not like – it makes me – if I'm trying to say
we
it right
can
or
talk
effectively.
To the dead.
Yeah, there's
we
certain things that you can pick
story.
Up on. But yeah, but there's nothing
no,
there
I know.
That would be like, you know. So,
no, I get
it's
it.
Actually more
I
common than you can
and
imagine.
It's
so.
Just I don't want anything. You know how it is. You love someone so much, and you just
right. But don't put the fear
some,
on him. That ain't nice.
Okay. Okay, I won't.
Stop.
Okay. I just
that's
talked
why
to
I
him
see
about God. Yeah. Okay. Great. Thank
okay,
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
And I think we have one more. I'm not sure.
Okay. These always go so fast. I love doing them.
303, did we do you already?
Yep. Yeah, you did.
Okay, we got everybody, I think. Now we can talk.
Perfect.
There we go.
Excellent. Very
so
good.
We have something, are we allowed to say about our thing we're going to do in June?
Yeah, I'll say this. I'll say Kelly Jo and I are making plans to do a paranormal investigation in 2020. I'll reveal that much so far, Kelly Jo, because until we solidify
yeah, there
everything
we go.
Else.
Yeah.
But and it's what's nice for this whole thing for both you and I is we discussed this a few weeks ago, and it was one of those, you know, hey, let's try to do this together sometime. And for my podcast, it's one of those things I wanted to do that I haven't had a chance to do, and I'm excited about it. And
oh, I am
too. I think it'll be a lot of fun going forward. For sure.
And then Jason's going to do his show every 2 weeks, did you say?
Yeah, I'm going to offer an extra hour out of my programming, additional to what I do already, so people can call in and have, you know, have you appear as a special guest anytime you want, Kelly Jo. And I'm going to be taking – I was away this weekend. I was visiting one of my best friends from law school, and I just had the best time. And I thought to myself while I was there, you know, I need to do more out of my schedule to be available, to give people some guidance. And hopefully, you know, we're not always 100% accurate, but sometimes when
no.
people ask questions and they hear different perspectives, it can help them a lot. It gives them insight. It makes them realize the problems that they're dealing with. So many of us deal with those insecurities and those concerns and those what if thoughts. And it's not anything that's going to cripple them or, you know, permanently obstruct them from things. And it's good. So I think it'll be good for us to be able to do that a little more regularly. I think as a service, just for anyone interested in wanting to, you know, get some additional information that you don't always get just from the five senses. So.
And it's such an honor to help people.
Exactly.
You
such
know,
an honor,
we always
for sure.
enjoy that, you know. And
absolutely.
A neat little quip I looked up about Halloween today. In the older days over in Europe, they used gourds. And then finally they started using pumpkins.
Wow. I didn't realize that. Halloween's one of my favorite holidays, you know. I think it's interesting, too, because now they've made it so that adults can actually enjoy it again, just like when you know, we were little kids many years ago. So it's very positive.
Oh, yeah. I've always loved Halloween. It's a fun time. But the veil is thinner then. That's when our people go back and forth.
Yep.
You know, our passed on people. You know, and I love the Spanish people because they believe that. You know, they have Day of the Dead. And they'll go and have
yes.
a picnic on the gravesite. you know, like eat with their family and all that. It's like, I think that's pretty cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what else are you up to? You're revamping your website and.
Yeah, that got done already. A lot of positive changes are happening, new people coming into life, you know, into my life, and very positive things are happening, and we're working on my YouTube channel, which will be coming out shortly in the near future. I mean, more episodes, I should say. We did an inaugural episode, a reintroduction, and we've gotten a bunch of footage on some new stuff for Jennifer Cassie that we have a theory as to what happened to Jennifer Cassie and her disappearance from, you know, Orlando, and I'm here
cool.
in Tampa. So, Megan Sage and I myself are working on that together, and that's going to be fun as well. I shouldn't say that's going to be fun. The YouTube channel and our passion with it is what makes it fun.
Right.
The stuff
and maybe
that we're doing,
you'll find
the information
out
we
things
pick up
about
on.
The case that
exactly.
other people didn't.
Exactly.
I love working
Definitely.
On murder cases. They're fun. They're not
well,
fun,
I might,
but what I mean is
no,
you
I
get
understand
closure
what you mean.
To the people and
– Yes.
You find out stuff that other people didn't, like a person of interest that they didn't know was there.
It's, exactly. And just a little information about what we're dealing with. Megan's been really following that story for a long time, and she kept asking me about it, and I didn't pick up anything for the first 2 years I knew her. And then in 2017, it just came like floodgates. I picked up information from Jennifer, I feel, as to support our theory that we've come up with. And, you know, we'll see.
You're
never
gonna,
know.
You're gonna
I mean, we're
crack
just offering
it.
A theory. We're offering a theory
it.
Of recovery, you know, a theory as to what happened. And she wants to be known that she's not a victim and that she fought and struggled, but she did fight, and that's what matters, and that she's not a victim. So those are always interesting things.
And you'll find they haven't found her body yet, right?
No, they have not. They have
You're going to find where her remains are.
My number one goal, because she's come in as strong as I feel she has, is just to give her peace of mind and give everyone that's been in her life worrying about her all this time peace of mind and closure and bring justice
yes.
if we can bring justice, you know. Those are always
justice
the things with these
closure.
Kind of cases. Exactly. Exactly.
That's phenomenal.
Thank you.
Wish
Thank
you guys
you.
Well with that.
Thank you. Thank you. And anything in the future, if I pick up other stuff, I'll let you know because I love collaborating with you. So it's great.
But you're gonna find out some really neat things that wasn't even – the police haven't said anything, so you guys are going to pick up on all those things, I feel. And
Thank you.
It's going to be very, very helpful. I'm not trying to give it away. I'm just telling you what
no.
I feel. See?
Hey, I love when you do that. You know, you've called me in the past. You're like, hey, this is going to happen in your personal life. And I'm like, wow, we're going to collaborate on a show together. And then that happens in my personal life. And I'm like, I always wait till you call me because I'm like, what's she going to pick up on this time when we talk off the record? I love it. Your talents are amazing. I talk
you
about
are
everybody.
Too. You're
too.
Awesome. You're really cool.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And then I had the chance to do a long distance cleanup with a place, you know, over the phone. We got that all straight, sorted out. It was a bad, I call them oogie boogies. We got rid of a
yeah.
oogie boogie. We cleansed it and told the girl, sneak in
wow.
there, you know. And you got to put salt along all the edges, you know. And
oh, yeah.
That'll stop it. It's like, it worked. What's this salt doing here? The person asked. It's like, well, it keeps the bad stuff out. Clear and cleanse that puppy. You can do
For
ghostbusting
sure.
long distance, too. You can say a prayer and send it away. You know, you can long distance.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's great.
You know?
That's great.
Now we're and I want to thank you for coming on, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We have people from Australia and India and Canada and Philippines and Germany and Austria. I get the two messed up. and thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And we'll see you guys in the future. And thank you, Jason.
Thank you so much, Kelly Jo. It's a pleasure, as always. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on today. And thank you to your
audience. See you all in the future.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.